Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, here we are on a Friday morning. This is a busy travel month. A lot of people are going to be traveling, kids driving home from college, families driving to other families. And as we get ready for this busy holiday travel season, we want to point out that there is a stop drive warning issued to owners of certain older model Dodge and Chrysler vehicles who have not yet replaced their recalled driver's side Takata airbags. You would think that maybe all of these airbags have been replaced, but not necessarily. There's a lot of vehicles out there on the road that are still perhaps in danger. Joining us right now to talk more about the importance of this, manager of Takata recall programs, Chris Freeman. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
This warning is called a stop drive warning. What does that mean, and who's impacted here?
It's a good question. A stop drive warning is very rare. Probably hasn't happened to almost anybody listening before today, but we've taken this pretty rare path of issuing a stop drive warning to 2005 C10 Chrysler 300, Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, and Dodge Magnum vehicle owners. We're asking those people to park their car, stop driving and park their car, and pick up the phone and give us a call. We can help you.
These are older model vehicles, right?
That's correct. These are cars that we recalled back in 2015 for a Takata driver airbag recall. It's an issue where part of the airbag may break apart if it deploys in a crash and comes flying out of the airbag of the occupants, both the driver and passengers. And these are cars, the stop drive warning applies to cars who haven't been, or which haven't been repaired yet.
Because these are older model vehicles, it's likely that a lot of them are probably not original owners. They've probably been resold maybe numerous times. So how does somebody find out if their vehicle falls under this stop drive recall?
There are a couple really easy ways to find out. So we would encourage all drivers of those vehicles to go to checktoprotect.org. It's a free website that allows you to search your specific vehicle by either your license plate or your VIN identification number. You can find the VIN number on your insurance or registration documents, or it's also printed on the driver's side dashboard near your windshield. And if you go to that website, you can find out immediately if your car has been repaired already or if it still has an open recall. You can also give us a call at 833-585-0144. Our call center agents can help you check, and they can also help anyone schedule a free repair.
If somebody finds out that their vehicle is one of those that still needs repair, what should they do?
If your vehicle is affected, we again ask you to park it. Don't drive it to the dealership. Just park it. Call us at 833-585-0144. Our agents will help arrange a tow truck to come and pick it up. Or in some cases, the dealer may send a repair tech directly to your house where your car is, and they can repair it at your home. And or, again, they'll tow it to the dealer and get it repaired for you. All of that is free.
All that is free. How long would that repair take?
In most cases, these repairs are very quick. They can be done in less than an hour. So, again, there's really no reason to hesitate. If you drive one of these cars that's affected, please give us a call.
All right. Very good. Once again, what are the models and the years, just to be clear so that people know which cars we're talking about here?
The cars are 2005 through 10 model year, Chrysler 300, Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, and Dodge Magnum. I just want to add, you know, you brought up a good point. They may be bought and sold many times. Free repair isn't only for the person who goes to the dealer or bought it from the dealer. Free repair is for everybody. It doesn't matter where you bought it, when you bought it. It doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't matter if you've ever been to the dealer or not. It's a free repair.
All right. Good to know. Chris, thanks for telling us about this. Really appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us on, Paul, to talk about this important issue.
You bet. Bye-bye.